Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's End. Yes, Davin's End, the show that is better than caving into public pressure.
Oh, that's interesting.
Nobody likes that.
No.
No.
The number to... Yes, no. Thank you, John.
No.
The number to call in is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, and go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, and then click on that, and then click chat and go, and you are in our glorious Den Pen. I am your host, Davin Rosemont. I am joined by Joe Curry.
Good evening.
And Pip Helix.
Good evening.
We got a big show tonight. I wasn't planning on a big show. I was planning on a very small, insignificant show, but the big shows happen.
It ended up being an economy size. There's nothing we can do about that.
An economy size?
Yeah, that's always the big, giant package.
Oh, for less money.
Yeah.
You can't get this show for any cheaper than we're giving them, right?
I know.
Nope. You get it at BJ's.
Hey, now.
No, no, no.
It's not the kind of
show
tonight.
Not BJ's, as we discussed before the show. It's going to be Hand Job Fridays. instead of throwback Thursdays, it's Hand Job Fridays. So here's what we need you to do. Men, women, boys, girls. Well, not boys, girls.
Oh, no.
Anybody listening out there, we want you on Friday to post your hand jobs on social media.
Oh my God.
Facebook ain't going to delete it. We'll get into that in a little bit. You post it on Twitter. You post it on Instagram. You post it on Facebook. You know, points for manicures. But, you know, we just want to see Hand Job Fridays. And as we figure, the best place for Hand Job Fridays, the best place for a hand job to happen, this is not the way one should start a professional show, but fuck it. the best place for it to start is in a hospice, because it might not be your best hand job, but it will be your last hand job.
It's and the those, one to send you off to the promised land.
Exactly. Those people are there to serve you and make you more comfortable.
And so, service you, apparently.
Exactly.
And
so,
this is sponsored by Curtains Hospice Center.
Yes.
Because when it comes to the end, it's curtains.
Nice.
Now with Hand Job Fridays. listen, Grandpa's, you know, Grandpa's living at his last couple of weeks. You don't think Grandpa wants to go into there?
Yeah.
He wants to go to Curtains for Hand Job Friday.
Please,
yeah, but the only thing is if you go to the light during Hand Job Fridays, now you're walking up with tissues and cleaning yourself
up.
No.
It's a hospice. They got that. They're cleaning you.
But
no,
what
no,
if
no.
God, but what if God calls you before they can get to you?
And you know what? Is he a good God?
Well,
if he's a good God, he knows you're about to call his name if he lets you finish.
That's true.
It'll be the last.
Well, that's the problem. You're going, oh, God, oh, Jesus Christ, I forgot about him. Come on, what the hell?
Well, that's how you know he's waiting. He was like, God was sitting there reading the paper. He is, oh, God. Like, oh, yes, okay, he's paying attention.
Yeah.
He's here to greet you. Now you're not dealing with the middleman, Peter, at the pearly gates.
Yeah, but God
somebody was just dealing with your Peter.
Yes, somebody was.
But you know what? God is going to grab you and go, what are you, sit on a cloud for a second.
Look. God understands.
Clean yourself
up.
Created
in God's image. He knows what a good hand is.
I understand,
worth.
But when he meant, oh,
how do you think clouds were made?
I understand that.
Oh!
When they rain, it's a sloppy one.
Yeah, but
I'm not touching one of those
but
again.
But he's going to go, look, when you sing, oh, come, oh, ye faithful, I didn't mean that way.
Oh, my God.
How do you know
well,
what he
why
meant?
Why not?
Well, because God wouldn't write dirty words in a prayer song, man.
Lisa in the chat is very upset because she just had a manicure.
Yeah.
So she can participate.
Yeah, I know. I
just
don't
get
know
the water resistant.
I don't.
Well, you know what? You get the clear finish. You're fine.
The clear finish.
Or a good durable watch. Good for 500
views. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, so that's what we're promoting on. I'll tell you what, the first one who posts a hand job Friday picture to our Davin's Den Facebook page, we'll give you some cool stuff. I don't know what we'll give you.
Like a box of Kleenex.
Yeah. We'll give you a t-shirt. You can use that to towel off.
Yeah, but if it's from the hospice hand jobs, TM. If it's from the hospice, there are going to be latex gloves involved.
I don't care where it was. We want to see a good old-fashioned on the Davin's Den Facebook
just
page.
Just a good old-fashioned hand job where everybody can come around.
What are we if we cannot spread joy to the folks?
Spreading other things.
Listen, yes. I put it out there. I think it's a good tradition. It's better than Throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
Hand Job Friday. And now you look forward to the end of the week more so than before.
Mm.
Although, should it be Hand Job Monday? Because Mondays suck. But then, you know, you're not going to get a good hand
job
on
see,
a Monday.
You just answered what Monday's got to be.
Blow Job Monday.
Blow Job Monday.
Blow Job Monday. Because Mondays suck.
There
you go.
So,
yeah, but the girls aren't going to want to participate.
You got to get ready for work.
That's true.
This could be how they get their facial. Anyway, we'll move on. This show is not supposed to be filthy. I don't
Says
know.
Who?
We failed miserably.
I don't know who put us on this route, but yeah, to you. Oh, that was me. Anyway,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was not on the agenda for tonight.
No, because it's not Friday.
When I gave show prep, none of that was there.
None.
But we will further examine how Facebook once again does not stand by their promise of community standards. We'll check in on Ann Jackson. I'll tell you guys, it gets a little contentious between Ann and myself this week. And we're going to give away our final Surf Easy Total VPN package as we play, how many? Mr. Davins! All you got to do, be in the chat room, guess how many Mr. Davins Ann's going to have this week, and you get a free Surf Easy. It doesn't get easier than that.
That is the easiest way to get Surf Easy.
It really is.
Really?
I mean, it doesn't. All you got to do is guess a number.
Yeah.
No knowledge, just a number.
Yeah, and if you're a regular listener, you already had an idea, an indication of how it might go from last week.
Yeah, I mean, you've heard enough, but it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Just guess.
It could be zero. It could be 50. You don't know. You don't know. Anyway, all right, so we're going to do that, and of course, we'll check in and see if my my African love is feeling better.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, she wasn't feeling well.
Yeah, low on the couch, was she?
No, remember, she was feeling ill.
I know.
So, we'll see
that
if
that makes me feel sick.
What? Mm.
Low on the cash.
Yeah.
We also have a little bit of news. Tickets for our live Rose show featuring stand-up comedy, games from the show. Yeah, some of the games. What did we say we're going to put on there? We're going to put God or Lover and Boozy or Floozy, I think we said we were going to play.
Mm.
Those are the games that we're going to play live with the audience.
Oh, okay.
So we'll play some God or Lover and Boozy or Floozy.
All right.
And we're gonna give away cool prizes for people who participate.
Yeah,
at the thing. And, of course, winners. So we're going to get some sponsors for that, hopefully. Yeah. And we'll give away some cool stuff. So, yeah, you're going to have live comedy from the three of us. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. Live games. And we're also going to do some anti-scammer stuff, some of the hijinks.
It sounded like you said live gays. Live gays. Well, Donnie will be there. It sounded like that's what you said.
So there'll also be, some of the hijinks from the show.
And it's going to be beer. It's a brew pub.
It's a brew pub.
There's going to be beer and lots of it. Lots of it.
They have an endless supply.
Yes. And we'll play the game, how long can we keep Joe sober?
Yeah, it's a good game. Tough game.
It certainly
requires
is.
Skill.
So the event is going to be on October 11th in Allentown, Pennsylvania. We have two ticketing options. Both are very affordable. General admission seating is $10. You can't get a comedy show.
Can't beat that. For what we're going to give you, you can't beat that. It's a bargain.
I went to see a community theater play, a matinee, out in the middle of Pennsylvania, and that was $12.
Right.
So you this is crazy.
And we're not in the middle of Pennsylvania, and we're $2 cheaper, and there's beer.
We are in the middle of Pennsylvania, remember?
Oh, well, not really. No, Harrisburg is the middle of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we're not.
Okay.
In we're in
but Allentown. We'll be in Allentown.
Allentown.
Here's the VIP package. This includes preferred seating, a meet and greet, so you get to hang out with us. I think we're going to do that after the show.
Okay.
And a signed photo. What we'll do is we'll get some nice photos of the three of us together, sign them up for you. And this is only $15. So for $5 extra, you can sit wherever you want. You get to hang out with us a little bit afterwards, get a signed photo for $5. $15 is still a bargain.
It's a bargain.
And drink beer.
And drink beer.
Yes.
But we, you know, it's a small venue. We wanted to keep this intimate for the first time and everything.
Yeah.
So seating is limited. So to order tickets, you just click on the link under Roadshow on the DavinsDen.com homepage. DavinsDen.com homepage. Now, we realize a lot of our listeners are from all over the world, and it might be a little difficult to get there. But you know what? You got to take a vacation sometime.
That's true.
Allentown's lovely in the fall.
That's true.
And there's beer, as Joe has brought.
There's beer. Yes. And lots of it.
So, yeah, and we could tell you some other things to do in Allentown. We've both been there enough times.
The mall's nice.
Sure, and you're not that far from New York City, actually.
No.
So you could actually, spend part of your time in New York City and then, you know, go out to Allentown. So we recommend that.
Yes.
And, you know, the cool thing about us is you can fly into our airports because nobody's shooting missiles at them. So so that's a plus.
Well, I think that anybody's going to come a distance, Tom, will probably be driving.
I don't know. I mean, people might fly.
Maybe.
That's Trucker why
Trucker Tom's coming in.
Is he?
Yep. He's trying to make it in.
That would be great. That'd
Tom,
be great.
It's October.
It would be awesome.
If you're trying, I think you'll be able to succeed. Bring the missus.
Yeah, there you go.
We'd love to ruin your relationship for you.
Yes.
And God knows we can do it.
Sure, we've ruined each other's.
I'll give you tips. I'll give you tips.
Joe, that's a just added. Joe Curry's secret to how to prolonging the end of a relationship. Do you have somebody you desperately want to say goodbye to, but you don't want to do it right now? Joe will teach you in an hour and a half how to prolong that pain.
Stay in the garage, look at beams. So I had to finish the lawn. That's my blog this week, folks. If you haven't read it, take a look at
if
it.
If you haven't read it, keep sharp objects away from yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. The two of you guys, yeah. Because she just had something similar from the week before. Did you read her blog?
No. What did she write?
Pretty much the same type of stuff.
What, she wanted to, really?
Yeah, but not to you. That was something I would write.
Oh.
Like, she had her own feelings of depression and everything.
Oh, she wrote that?
Yeah.
Oh.
And that blog came out on Friday, and then Mr. Cheery Blue Hummingbird came along.
Oh.
and went up to me. Really? Thanks.
Sorry.
No. I'm kidding. Yeah, I know. Sorry I out-bummed you.
I out-bummed you.
But you know what? All right. You know what? And another thing. What makes me really depressed? No, I'm kidding.
We should, like, take another group picture of us on a window ledge with Davin.
With Davin to pull with the bullhorn.
With jump.
Talking us down. No, he would say jump.
He would say jump.
Yes.
I don't want to get close. I might get blood on me. And there's well, bullhorn's good. I don't have to raise my voice then. That'll be a nice change. You're getting smarter, is you, Joe?
No, when you're like 2 seconds before you use the bullhorn, it don't work.
And what's that crackle? We can't hear
you. Oh, that's crackling.
I said jump.
Damn it. There will definitely be
Joe tries
issues.
To climb onto the ledge, trips over it, and falls out anyway.
That's the way. Takes me down with him.
Stupid Kong.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Wind up dying. God gets a hold of me. What are you doing? I don't want you. And the guy downstairs says he don't want you either. What am I going to do with you? Make me a saint. Really? Really?
If you just could have held out to Handjob Fridays.
Yes.
That's what you should have done.
That makes it all better.
Sure. So this week, I was playing some softball.
I know.
I was playing on... I haven't even said anything yet. Here's the thing. I'm pulling up to the park. And I don't know why. I didn't feel just right. I'm like thinking, you know what? I might have a heart attack.
Oh.
Oh, no.
That's terrible. Isn't there a beam that needs your attention? I don't know why. I'm like, you know what? I probably shouldn't play tonight. But I'm like, nah, I'm here. I'll play. Because you don't want to die in a ball field.
That's don't be a puss.
No.
Walk off that heart attack.
It's a poor showing.
So I'm like, all right, I'm going to play. So I stretch. I don't know if I stretched enough. I probably didn't. So I get up, and my first at bat, I have base load or something like that. Base hit, driving a couple runs. I wind up on second base, and for the first time all year, I stole a base. I outright stole the base. Like, I didn't wait for like the catcher to drop the ball. I just like went on the pitcher's release.
Nice.
And I stole the base. All right, I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
And I felt that way earlier in the year, you know, where the legs were feeling good and I felt like my old self and everything. Oh, I'm young again.
Now, let me ask you a question. Your coach, is he kind of like happy because he's always critical?
Yeah, well, when you steal the base, they're thrilled. When you get thrown out, not so much.
I understand, but like, you know, it seems like the guy was on your back and stuff like
that. Always on my back, bunch of Jews. This is why people hurl missiles at us. Always got something to say. So then later on, I'm on first base, and our pitcher, who's a very slow runner, probably our slowest runner, hits a ground ball back to the pitcher, to the other team's pitcher, who's an overweight fella.
Right.
So I figure, you know what? I'm going to go from first to third on this thing, like I would have done when I was 20.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even look back, because I figure they're going to get the guy out of first no matter what. It's a ground ball back.
Yeah.
I don't even look. I just break, and I run, and I slide. And I'm out. But even the coach, the guy you were talking about, is like, you know what? It's not a bad play.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen the first baseman make that play. You know, he's got to throw across the diamond. Nobody's expecting a guy to go from all.
Well, that's a good defense, too. And, you know, a good defense. But because he's not going to make the play. Statistically, he hasn't. He's not. You know.
He had to make a perfect throw.
Yeah.
And he did. And
the odds were actually in my favor.
Right. Yeah. And the pitcher actually somehow was safe, which I don't understand how that happened. Unfortunately.
Mean an overweight man made it to first?
No, a 63-year-old man.
That made it to first base quicker than you could.
I could go from first to third. Yes, Joe. Nice. He made it to first base quicker than I could go from first to third. You know it's not a straight line. You have to go around the bases,
I
Joe.
I understand, but it's not like there's no map or anything like that. You can get there, you know.
I did. Right. I just didn't. I was a little tardy.
Okay.
Now, when I slid, I felt something in my quad.
Oh, something not
Uh-oh.
Good. Yeah, that's why I went, when he said he
was
starting to
slide. You know, that's the big thigh muscle, the front of the thigh. Like, it felt like kind of dead. Like, kind of, maybe I can just shake this off. Man, or maybe I just got a cramp. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Although a team full of Jews, there's probably one around.
God knows those lawyers if you hurt yourself.
Sure, I didn't ask, though, so I stayed in the game. You know, I wasn't running great. I was starting to run with a limp.
Right.
And everything. But I stayed in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm playing first base. And there's a pop-up to first, but I got to run in. And it's like foul in between home plate and first base.
Right.
And I'm about to get to the ball. I actually got to the ball. And then once again, like happened 2 years ago.
Oh, no.
Pop!
Oh!
A pop from inside the body. Never a good day.
No, it wasn't a pop fly. It was a pop.
It was a pop. It was
inside.
Like, oh. And when that pop comes on your legs, you just collapse. You collapse.
Oh, yeah, you go down like a house of cards.
And that's what I did. I did not catch the ball. The ball hit the glove. I did not catch the ball. I was writhing in pain. I reluctantly agreed to get pulled from the game.
At this point, it's like, schmuck, what are you doing?
You're reluctantly. This guy kills me. He's on the ground, rubbing in pain, reluctantly. What was your defense?
Well, the thing
I know, I love you. You love to argue, but what could you possibly say between pants of air and screaming?
Well, you got
to
remember. You got to remember. 2 years ago, when
I remember.
2 years ago, when I blew out my knee and I couldn't walk, I stayed in the game and I got the game-winning sack fly RBI. So
I'm here saying so I broke my knee, man.
Yeah. So you want to do DH?
Well, I wasn't gonna play. I wasn't going to play first base anymore. I was going to see if I could still hit. But I was pinch running for a couple of guys, the pitcher and our catcher who's got a bad back. And they got on, and I pinch ran again with the popped quad.
Ah.
Probably not the best. And then, of course, and whenever you're hurt, that's where, like, all the weird stuff happens.
Yeah.
So, of course, there's, like, a ball that's caught behind me that shouldn't have been caught. So now I got to, like, crawl back to first base. Completely ridiculous.
But for the good of the team. Well, that's suck. You're hurt. You can't even walk.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah. So I stopped.
Yeah.
So then we had a game on, and, you know, here's the thing. I didn't know what to do with it. Everybody's like, oh, go to a doctor. Well, why? Last year my knee was worse. That popped. I figured, well, I blew out the knee. And then the doctor's like, well, basically there's nothing you can do. You got a tear.
Because he wrote that on Facebook, and people are like, what should I do? Go to a doctor. He's like this old 1800s farmer. I don't believe even no doctor, and I don't need none of that modern medicine. I'll just make a little bit of my rheumatiz medicine. Yeah, go to the doctor, you imbecile.
He's going to rub some salve on it.
Some salve.
Oh, it works. Rub some salve on that shit.
Well, snake oil is what you're saying.
Yes.
Two things. Yeah, I probably should have gone to the doctor. Yeah. But I figured, well, didn't really matter that I went to the doctor anyway. And that was 2 years ago, and that was a knee, and that popped, and whatever. He said I couldn't do any more damage to it.
Okay.
But here's what I noticed on Facebook, because I didn't know what to do with it.
Right.
So I was like, well, what do you guys suggest? And I got some excellent suggestions.
Yeah, ice it down.
Ice elevate, which I did, which start making him feel better and everything. There was a lot of, you're old.
That wasn't the worst I saw.
Well, no. There was people saying I have, like, cancer.
Yeah.
and even one of the guys on my team is like, well, did you pull your labia? Really, stupid. Really? Really? You reek of Ben Gay every day, you asshole. You lather yourself up in Ben Gay to play. and I pull a leg muscle because I took an extra base.
But that's similar. You lather up your labia to play, too. So it's, like, very similar.
Not with Ben Gay. That's going to
sting. No, that's going to sting like
a mother.
I keep
you running, though. You know, you'll make plays because you do anything to forget about what's going on.
Oh, no.
Now, here's the thing. There was a lot of year-old stop playing on my Facebook posts. In my mind, I might be wrong. I don't think I'm that old. I mean, there are people older than me playing, although I certainly play with a more reckless style.
Okay.
You know, because I still think I can use my legs. Because, like, when I was 17. Clearly.
I still think I can use my legs.
Well, no, because that
get paraplegic. Get off the diamond.
Well, no, because, you know, that was my game. Speed was my game when I was younger and everything. Although, in the past 3 years, 2 out of 3 years, the right leg is, we're not really interested.
Well, because you're getting older. Number two.
Shut up, you.
No, you're getting older. Number two, you're hurting your leg and you're not getting it properly taken care of.
I did three years ago with the leg. I got it taken care of.
And who took care of you?
I went to the doctor.
You went to the doctor.
Yeah. That's why I said it didn't matter. That's why I got the doctor's kids. Like, well, you really can't hurt it more by playing. Mm. You know.
Well, once I broke my big toe and I went and I talked, my roommate was an RN. And she's like, you want to go to the hospital? And I'm like, what are they going to do for me there? She's like, nothing. Just, they're going to, like, bandage it together.
They're going to tell you got a boo-boo.
They're like, you broke a toe and it's going to figure itself out. And I was like, then why the hell do I want to go to the hospital?
Do they set the toe? Because you don't want the toe to be in a weird position.
No, my roommate bandaged my toe to the big toe to the next toe.
Right.
And that's all you can pretty much do.
Then pal sense. All right.
Yeah, and son of a bitch hurts every time it snows.
Nah.
Yeah. happens.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Trucker Tom says, by the way, the cancer comment was mine. Well, I told him I checked WebMD, and that's what it said he had. So I said, yeah, we have to take him outside and shoot him now. And he's like, come on, old yeller!
That's when he was on the ground at the game, old yeller.
There was also some AIDS in there and some other stuff, Tom.
Yes, he had the HIV, as far as I saw.
Tom wasn't the only one with derogatory comments. But I don't feel...
I could keep you in the room with my cat.
Have some broth.
Yeah, some broth and a little robe.
At this point, I should be with Stumpy Cat.
Oh, yes. Because we could just have that sawn off like we did with her.
But everybody's like, you're old. Stop playing. I don't think I'm old. I mean, there's people like on the one team I just joined. I'm the young guy.
There was the one guy that you said was 65. He was having a heat stroke while he was running the bases. You could do better than that.
But the question is the body breaking down? I don't know.
Yes.
Yes.
It's called age.
So we had another game on Sunday, and I really wanted to play.
Right.
But I tried to go for a jog on it, and it was still giving me problems. So I told the coach, I go, listen, if you got 10. I'll sit out and everything. Because I want to play. I was thoroughly upset on Sunday night that I wasn't playing, which makes me realize I still like...
But you're going to play like crap because you're hurt.
Yeah. I can play like crap perfectly healthy. It does not affect my game. Well,
that's the way you want to have it is perfectly healthy, but you don't want to aggravate anything else.
Well, they got a game
tonight. I
know
you love aggravating things, but yeah,
sure.
not
my own self.
Yes.
They got a game tonight. I'm not playing, obviously. I'm here, but I never play on Tuesdays. Next game is Sunday morning. So I'm kind of hoping I can at least jog. But I feel it. It's like it doesn't hurt like it did. Like the ice and everything and the elevation definitely helped it heal quicker. But it's not healed yet. But it's this old age thing. I want to play.
And look, we got 10 years on you, you young bastard. Old age sucks. Yeah.
But I'm not
hurt,
willing to concede anything. Because you know what? In my mind, I'm still in my 20s. Now I know when the young girls look at me, they go, no.
No, you're not.
But in my mind, I still am. Just like in my 20s, in my mind, I could still walk into like my old high school and blend in.
Right. I know. But you know what? Every time I walk past a mirror, I go, oh, my God. Oh, that's right. I'm that old lady.
But I don't think I look my age, but I probably do, and the insides of my body are...
I mean, you've got a baby face, but the thing is that...
Unfortunately, I got 90-year-old legs.
Yeah, that's the downfall.
You think what kind of baby?
the type you put in a trash pail because you don't want it.
Oh, my God.
I'm one of them abortion baby faces.
Orangutan, baby wolf. Baby
wolves are adorable. And so are baby orangutans.
No, it's one of those babies that they say, oh, my God, what kind of drugs did the mom take?
Oh, that's funny.
My eyes are slanty. What are you talking about?
Like the legs with the, Forrest Gump kind of braces on them.
You got a bifida.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. You people are horrible human beings.
No, we're just saying.
Are you new?
Yeah, where really. Am I?
Where
am I?
Really? Oh, that's right.
So
bunnies and kittens.
Yeah. So
it's all be bunnies and kittens.
Bunnies and kittens.
I gotta remember that line. Oh, well, that's not right. It's gonna be all bunnies and kittens.
that's
a great line.
That's what I said on Facebook tonight. It's gonna be all bunnies and kittens. Oh, I'm like, funny. Oh no, that's not us.
So yeah, that was my weekend. Joe, what's going on with you?
Well, we had I was working down on the Jersey Shore, working with Jim Florentine. And it was a weird show. Friday night was it was a great show. It was one of the most unique shows I've been part of. What happened?
Laughs.
Yeah. Have a look at the sunset.
It's so unusual.
But
have a look at the sunset.
Yeah.
Funny.
So basically, there were these two jamokes that were in the show that were in the audience, and these guys were just loud and obnoxious, and you could tell they were going to be a problem. And they're just yelling stuff out, and I kind of goofed on them and stuff like that. One of them was an ex-wrestler. Apparently, they were Jim Florentine's fans, two of them.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so they're getting into the show, and when Jim is on for about maybe 30 minutes, and he's like, hey, Jim, people are telling him to shut up.
Oh, great.
Shut up. And Jim's like, yeah, you gotta be cool, you know. You know, we came to see you, and we wanted to... Now, meanwhile, this guy gets up in the audience and goes, will you shut up? Will you shut up?
Oh, no.
And then now...
There's going to be a brawl.
There's going to be a brawl. you know.
Oh, crap.
There wasn't, and it ended, you know, and it's like, and Jim's like, dude, you can't sit there and yell out stuff. But we're big fans, and, you know, we drove a long way. We paid money to see you. Now, the cool thing about it is, sometimes audience, when you get in a situation like that, audience members are mortified.
Oh, they're, yeah.
And they don't speak up. Now, this is a Jim Florentine show with a lot of people, and there's a lot of Howard Stern fans that like him, and there's a lot of Opie and Anthony fans that like him.
Okay, cool.
All right? While these two guys were going, you know, we didn't do anything wrong, the fans in the audience are just ripping them apart.
Oh, God.
Rating these. Go home, stupid. Yeah, stupid.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, have a good, because Jim has been doing this whole thing about Dunkin' Donuts. Have a Dunkin' Donuts, stupid. But and the audience is just ripping the guys apart.
Oh, because they're not the normal passive audience. They're going to sit there going, oh, gosh,
no,
what's happening?
These guys were animals themselves. So it's like when you have an audience full of animals, and people are getting pissed because they really disrupted the whole show.
Yeah.
So now the problem is that these guys, one of the guys is a former pro wrestler.
Oh, no.
So you've got to get this drunk, belligerent guy out of the club, kind of cool. Everybody knows what's going on. The show stopped.
Oh, God.
Stopped.
Oh, God. And you're trying to get this giant.
Right. Nothing's going anywhere till the situation gets
baby
resolved.
Baby Huey is having a little tantrum.
Right. So then it's they're trying to get him out. Everybody, and now the audience is like ripping into them. Yeah, ripping into
them.
Don't
pull on the rabbit. Was this worse than the SWAT team?
It was a little bit worse.
Wow.
Was the SWAT team called?
The cops were called.
Oh, my God.
We had the SWAT team, Joe, in Alabama.
But this but this guy was some dope that worked in a Sears. This guy wasn't a former wrestler.
Oh, my God. This guy. A former wrestler.
Hit him with the steel chair.
Yeah, that's what I said. But I go, don't do that. He'll just like that.
Could they have those, you know, I don't know what they call them, like the card girls or the, you know, the broads that go in there and, like, fake wrestle in between to distract everybody and calm them down or something?
And this whole episode went on for about 15 minutes.
Oh, God.
Right in the middle of his set?
The show
is stopped dead.
But that's the type of fans they encourage because they think it's the radio show.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. But these guys...
Fortunately, we don't have that problem.
Yeah. These two guys are guys that... and I remember discussing it with Anthony Cumia one time when people like that would go to his show. They have no clue that there's a disruption. They're like, oh, you know, we're not a problem. And the audience is like,
you are, stupid. Shut up.
Get out. Get. And now there's a chant, get out. Get out. Get. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm really going to perform comedy over the whole audience screaming at one of the members. That's so great.
Right. So
Tom says, dare we ask who the wrestler was? Was he somebody famous?
No, he was like a semi-professional wrestler and stuff like that. But not, you know, nonetheless, this is a big dude.
Oh my God! So, yeah, no, that's even worse. Though.
Right now, Dino, the owner, you know, he's got to make everything diplomatic. So Dino is talking with him. His buddy there is a big dude. Is talking with him. A guy there, I believe, who was a cop or something like that, was there. And they convinced the guys to get up and go outside. By the time, and Dino did something smart. He called the cops.
Things that have never been said before.
Yeah, no, wrong.
I don't know him, but I'm laughing.
Joe believes
anyway.
In freedom of speech, but not in this case.
He's a good guy. Not wrong.
Joe couldn't even look at me when he said that.
Shut up.
I'm taking a sip of soda.
Shut up.
But anyway. So
he hires me. He's a good man.
Lisa says that the guy was Bruce Banner.
Yeah.
Did you know who the wrestler was? Did you recognize him?
No, I had no clue.
So he was probably some like jabroni.
Yeah. No, he was a wrestler.
I know, but he was probably one of the guys that got pinned all the time.
Probably. I'm not saying it was this big superstar. It was far from it.
Yeah, but it turns into one of these things, like she says, Bruce Banner, Hulk laugh!
Yeah.
You know?
And Jim knew who this was.
That Hulk smash.
Jim knew these guys. These
That's what makes it worse, when you know who they are.
Yeah.
Because he's like, you know, we came specifically to see you, and the audience is like, so did we.
So did we, shut
you
up.
Assholes.
And Joe's like, what, nobody came to see me? I don't understand.
I'll
tell that story in a second. I'm kind of depressed.
Well, we'll come and behave like that, too, if it makes you happy.
Yeah. So the guys go outside, and now they're like, and then they see the cops, and it's like the cops are talking. And it was
great impressions of what cops sound like.
No, that's the guy.
Okay.
The guy seeing the cops. No.
You know, so that got diffused really quick. And
Hulk not smash.
Then after 15 minutes, you know, Jimmy went back up, had a great set. I mean, and the thing about it, it's one of the unique situations because sometimes something happens where it bonds a group of people. Because everybody had to deal with that. Bonded everybody as a group. And the rest of the night was really, really good.
That's good.
I mean, it bonded everybody because everybody was like, you know, they defended Jim. Jim thanked that, you know. So
the rest of the night, the final 15 minutes of the show.
No, he did. He did another 40.
Were they bad for you when you were up there or no?
They were very good. They were very good for me.
Okay.
But those guys were talking and stuff like that, and he would kind of derail me, so I busted their balls a little bit and stuff.
So
like that.
Obnoxious. You go to a live show, if it's comedy and music, shut the fuck up.
But those type of people are so stupid.
Oh, yes.
They don't realize it's them being a problem.
Yeah, no, they don't get it at all.
You know?
Because they think, oh, well, you know, because you're there and you can respond to me, it's okay for me to just talk. Like, it's
interactive. Well, they don't
understand.
They never, although, you know, if you think about a wrestler, you know, he's used to people yelling at him and everything. So if he doesn't have the sense, not that there's an excuse for that.
But, you know,
no.
But you know what's scary, though? Sometimes, and it happened last night at rehearsal, We're going through. We wrote three new songs. We got 10 tunes working on the first three, and there's one song goes a certain amount of measures, and we go into like the lead part,
mm-hmm.
and we weren't getting it right. So I have my iPod out in the car. We go out to have a smoke and listen to the tune, and we go back in and we start playing it again, and it's not coming out right. And I look, it's two times. Are we doing two times? Or are we doing three times?
Right.
And then Chris White, my guitar player, goes, Joe, relax, calm down. And it's one of those things where if something's not going the way I want it, or the arrangement, I'll go, I will not calm down. But it's like I was taken aback because I didn't mean it in that context. I didn't think I said it in that context. It gets a funny because sometimes you guys will do it to me, and it's like. It dawns on me where I go, I think I'm the problem.
Hulk smash! Hulk not mean to crush!
Because you know me.
Oops.
I could be
Hulk, very, sorry.
No, but it's like.
Is this ketchup?
I could be.
Is this ketchup?
I could be very adamant and I could defend how I act and stuff like that sometimes.
No, well, nobody else can.
Right. But just defend. But in this one, I'm like. I am mean. Well, you know, Chris is like, we're just trying to have fun. I go, I know that. I didn't.
Well, you know what, Joe?
You don't know your own strength. In reality, I mean, you think you're a lovable baby Huey, but in reality, you're a big creep.
He's not a big creep.
He certainly is.
But a lot of times in the past, well, you know, I would go, I don't care. How about we need to take it? But I felt awful because so this is a good play because that's when I'm on my high
horse. Joe's America.
No.
The song's coming.
I'm not on my high horse. I'm on my little Shetland pony.
And the pony's like, you're killing me.
That's a picture. It's like, you got a chiropractor.
But I felt awful because I know when I'm a prick. I do. But there's times when I don't realize it. And if I come off that way, I get very upset.
But you should just call me when you're not sure. I'm here to help.
But I felt, you know, I felt very.
I'm your Jiminy Cricket.
Jiminy Cricket?
Yes. Well, like Jiminy Cricket.
Except.
Yeah. All right.
No, it's fine. That's fine. That's okay.
Maybe not my best insect humor, but it's what I got.
Right. Now, talking about when you said nobody comes to see Joe, right?
I don't think we said it that way.
I didn't say that.
Well, no. It's like, you know, they never come see. Down on the Point Pleasant boardwalk were a bunch
Uncle
of people.
Vinny's?
Well, down in that area.
Yeah.
With Big A and a couple of people that were at Ant's party and stuff like that. We'll come to see it. They never showed up. But there was plenty of pictures from a mile down the road of everybody having fun.
No!
Quarantined. I'd like it. And Big A's like, well, it was a planned party before he gigged, so we couldn't make it. I'm like freaking Bobby Brady when nobody showed up at his birthday party.
Well, yeah, but it's comedy in the summer at the shore.
Yeah, and everybody is out, like, doing, like...
Look at... No, they didn't refuse to see you. They refused to see Florentine. He was the headliner. It wasn't you they didn't want
to
be
that's
with.
That's what kept me from going to the being quicker than I did.
Like a gymnast. I mean, Joe's like a gymnast that doesn't have any parallel bars. He just wants to go to the beam.
So it's like... I felt bad, but, you know, it's like, ah, God.
It wasn't you that they were turning their nose at. It was Florentine.
Yeah, because they would have come to see Florentine.
No, and the people that don't want to see Florentine really don't want to, as your first story told. So you're the winner of this weekend, pal.
I know.
You came out way ahead.
Well, not so much in some areas.
Yeah, not the whole weekend.
You know what? A lovely lady has a watch. What's going on with you?
I didn't get a watch.
Well, no, but he doesn't like us in that way. No. He doesn't like us. He just likes us.
Oh, okay.
I've been carrying his stupid carcass for close to 20 years. I ain't got shit.
His carcass.
I ain't got shit but a hernia for carrying that lug of crap. There's a lot of things I really like, too, Joe. I don't see you giving them.
Well, maybe Friday.
I don't want your hand job Friday. Joe's here. Gloves ready. Come on, boss.
It's like, no. Change of the name.
No. Sperm have died. So, Pip, what's going on with you?
Well, Mr. Helix had a very interesting evening last night, and it wasn't finally, even me.
You finally gave up the butt.
Very good. Yet she's sitting well. Yes. She took it like a champ.
No, you noticed that I had to get an extra pillow. No.
Are you two cushioning it tonight?
No, I'm not.
Them fishes are all healed and ready for action.
Reporting for duty, ma'am.
Why is it always about
Well, we usually do, but this time everything's going in reverse.
a little reverse cowgirl.
Reverse what?
Cowgirl.
There's an image for the kids.
There you go.
There's Mr. Helix underneath. There's you riding him.
You know what a reverse cowgirl is, right?
Yeah, it's when she looks the other way.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Okay, from Man Who Writes Porn, I figured you would know, right?
Listen, I haven't been inspired since Agnes became Belinda. What are you going to do?
He doesn't write porn on the prairie anymore.
That October 23rd show is just the porn that keeps on giving.
Oh, it's priceless.
Attachable penises and ass play. I'm like, what the hell did we write?
Did you listen to us just like 2 minutes before we went on the show? This is how disgusting we are.
No, Agnes was talking about she was so excited her ass was wet. I forget about this stuff. I forget about this.
Well, she had a ball game after a rain.
Now you got to understand when I do the shows, I sit and dissect it minute by minute.
Yeah.
So I was caught up in the
blow by blow, if you
blow
will.
By blow,
if you will.
I'm sitting at the tire guy 2 Sundays ago, listening to this show in the little cubicle again, laughing my ass. The people are looking at me like, "What's this guy's problem?"
No, it's anal play. The detachable penis. You want to hear? They're talking about who's going to 69. Who you want to hear this? Yeah. And then there was the debate about where the guy should come on. Her boobs, on her face, on the. This was actually a conversation I had with an African scammer. I forgot about all this.
Which is insane.
Because now we're all like into this mushy relationshipy stuff.
Yeah, so when you guys were talking about like logistics of writing porn, it was. Because everybody gets to do that. No.
All right, speaking of porn and logistics, what you were saying about Mr. Helix.
Hold on. No, it actually had nothing to do with my ass whatsoever.
Isn't that sweet?
I know. It was a special moment.
A story you could share with the kids.
It actually had nothing to do with me whatsoever.
Uh-oh.
No wonder you had a good time.
No, Mr. Helix had the opportunity to go to a film premiere last night.
Oh, really?
Because somebody that he knows through the radio station got an extra ticket and asked him if he wanted to go. And he's like, oh, hell yeah.
Right on.
Because it was the opening. It was the preview of the show Get On Up about James Brown. And
oh,
it was
really?
Previewing in. The Apollo.
So it was the Apollo?
Yeah.
He was the white guy.
Yeah, he was the one. And no, he was not the only one. There was another Milky White presence there. And it was.
Yeah, but that was on the seat.
He loves James
Brown.
It
was called Get On Up.
Keep on up.
Very good.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you. I'll take my vows.
Yeah, take your vows.
The legs are old, but the mind is young.
Your commemorative socks, sir.
Hey, how come I wasn't invited?
Oh, you were.
I would have gotten my fill. Yeah, I would have gargled that shit.
Because you are actually, Chisok, the hardest working man in showbiz. Forget James Brown.
Did you see my cousin, the black sock? He goes out for the dressy occasions. I'm going to be around the house type of sock.
Because when you're feeling like dress-up masturbating, I don't...
I'm the type of sock you look to in the garage.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's me, you, and a beam. You pick me.
Every time.
But I'm not a going-out sock.
No.
All right, anyway, so...
Trucker Tom says Mr. Helix was the token. No, he wasn't the only token.
He
there.
Was the token.
Black people can have more than one. They collect them.
Yeah, you know, collect them with your friends.
Now, did he post hateful things on Twitter immediately after this?
No, he didn't.
Okay, good. So he still has a radio show.
Yes, he does.
Good for Mr. Helix. He learned from his experiences with our pal.
Yes, I was listening to him on the way up here.
No.
Thank God he still has a gig.
I know. Whew, we can make the mortgage. It was the executive producer, Mick Jagger.
Really?
He took a picture of him while he was going into the theater, and Mr. Helix happened to be standing right there, and Mick is right next to him, and he took a picture of it. And I'm at home, and bling, bling, I look and see my text. There's a picture of Mick. I'm like, oh, my God.
Was he in the picture with him?
Later.
Nice.
Oh, I get to meet Mick?
Yeah, later.
Did he ask about his dead model girlfriend?
No, he did not.
Oh, probably
not you.
No, because that's my...
It's not you.
No, that's my department, is to say the most unruly thing, the most heinous thing by accident. Oops, I'm sorry your girlfriend died. Have a good night.
But you see the new girlfriend, but it looks like you got over it.
Yeah, no, he said that there was a new girlfriend there already.
So I bet a young one.
Yeah, probably. Younger than him.
Well, yeah,
younger than dirt. Than yes, I know. Yeah, so I got a picture.
Guess he won't be needing me.
No.
Play the Hulk song as I crawl into the door.
No, he won't be needing you.
You know, so, the end of the Hulk, you know, like when David Banner walks in.
Sad Hulk music.
Just scuttles down the
sad sock music.
Oh, the poor little sad sock, very funny.
Well, let me see if I can find some. I might have sad sock.
Poor little sock.
Sad sock.
Well, Joe, if it's your sock, we'll assume it's a little sock. Anyway, yeah. Pip, go on with your story.
No, so yeah, so I'm sitting there watching TV, and bing, bong, then here comes a picture of Mr. Helix, James Brown's son, and Mick Jagger. And I'm like, oh, my God.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Isn't that the coolest thing ever?
Were they as excited to meet Mr. Helix as he was to meet them?
You know what? Mick was speechless.
Mr. Helix does have that effect. You do radio in Rockland County? You get to see every Boulders game? You're so lucky. Can we swap jobs?
That's exactly how it went.
I'm sure it is.
You confront the Stones, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Well, I mean, Mr. Helix is a drummer. Maybe Mr. Helix could jam with them.
Well, you know, Charlie is always bitching and moaning about being out on the road. You never know.
Mr. Helix is ready to step up.
So it was very exciting.
Nice.
Evening for him. I know. Like, because, you know, one of his, not the most, his most famous, his most favorite, like, rock and roller. But, I mean, damn, it's Mick Jagger. Even if you don't like him, you got to be impressed.
It's Mick Jagger.
Right.
Sure.
He's rock royalty, he is.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know.
Now, you had mentioned that you say inappropriate things.
Yeah, I always do.
If anybody else has an inappropriate story that they've said to a big famous person, number is 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. Pip, what did you do?
I always say something stupid,
we
mostly.
We know. We do radio with you every Tuesday.
On a consistent basis.
Sure,
yeah.
that's what we love about you.
Well, it's, you know, it doesn't come from malice. It comes
from stupidity.
No, it does. It does. And just like, you know.
I like how stupidity is the better option.
It is. It is. I'd rather be stupid than be mean. And stupid
I'm
wins.
Both.
No, stupid
and I
wins.
Stand by this message.
And I stand by. Now I'm in.
It's like Joe's running for office. I'm stupid and mean. Vote for me for county chair.
I'm Joe Curry and I approve of this message.
Damn it. Would you like a watch?
I think I agree.
He's pissed and can't spell. Hi, I'm Joe Curry.
He's got the only one with like a badly spelled up signs on every stupid front lawn.
Joe Curry, you vote T-E for me.
Yeah. Curry.
Yeah, on the election day.
A stupid name. I got to tell you, this last blog, best written blog you've had as far as punctuation. I'm like, wow, he really put his heart and soul into this.
Well, I figured while I wind up my life, might as well get something right.
Sure, it's a good way to end. It's like you just walked away from the computer. Nothing more to do here.
Yeah.
Drop the mic on this bitch.
Yep.
Now, you know, it was... I completely lost my train of thought.
You were going to tell us about the stupid thing you said.
I was.
to a famous person.
Yeah, you know what? But there are so many.
Give us one.
I kind of lose my cool. Sometimes I lose my cool when I meet famous people. Sometimes I don't. But I remember there was this one show. It was a rock show. I don't remember who was the main act. But Clem Burke, the drummer for Blondie.
Right.
Was there.
I wouldn't even know. That name means nothing to me, by the way.
Yeah, because you're so young.
No, I know. I like Blondie. I just don't know who the drummer is. I mean, there's Deborah, Harry, and the guys.
And the guys. Yeah.
Am I wrong, Joe?
No.
Exactly. Nobody gives
a
shit.
The only other guy I remember in Blondie is the guitar player,
Chris Stein.
Chris Stein. That would be Blondie and Chris, Deborah, Harry, and Chris Stein after that. I don't know.
That's
it. Nobody knows who Clem Burke is. You know, like Clem, he's probably as excited to meet you as you are to meet him.
No, he was not.
No.
Really?
All right.
No, he was not. And I could tell by the look on his face, because I was like, oh, hi, how you doing? And I'm like, everybody else in New York is being so cool and pretending they can't see him. And I go over.
No,
and
they don't know who he is.
No, they do. Okay. They knew. But I go over and fangirl all over him and slobber on his shoes like a big puppy. And he just looked at me like, you're so fucking uncool. And I immediately went, oh, God, I'm so fucking uncool. And I, like limped away.
You know. I'm so uncool.
Mr. Wilkes looks at me like,
yeah, but you know what? You know what? Let's be honest. People are not falling over Clem Burke. No disrespect to him. It's probably still kind of exciting for him.
No.
The
eye rolling that he gave me was really pronounced. He made it so...
Well, maybe that's why nobody fawns over him, because he's a douche.
Well, the look on his face was like, this is so distasteful. Why don't you go away and die?
Sometimes you meet like people that are your idols, and it's like, you know, those people go, oh, I don't want, because I might get disappointed and stuff like
that.
Yes. Now, Blue Oyster Cult, I never met Eric Bloom. And from what I hear, he's a great dude, a really good dude.
Awesome.
All right. Now, Buck Dahmer, Donald Rosa, that plays guitar for them, is one of our heroes too. But he can have a tend to have an attitude.
Oh.
And I remember there was a local club by me when they were playing as the Soft White Underbelly. And they were playing the club. And this is when Rotgut was at their heyday.
Wow. Okay.
So, and I'm a Major League Boys Cult fan. So Buck's on stage and he mentions that the new album's coming out.
Okay.
So after the show, I go up to him, I go, Buck, you know, big fan and stuff like that. When's the new album coming out? And he looks at me and he just shrugs his shoulders. And I'm like, really?
Really? You really? Couldn't even answer a question?
Really? I go, well, not for nothing. I said it to myself. I go, not for nothing. I'm filling this place as much as you are.
Yeah.
And I go, and it's like, you know.
Yeah, but or no, at least as really. Much as Florentine.
Yeah, but, you know, at the time, if you're filling a place as well as I am, things aren't going that great.
No, so, still now.
Yeah. But still, you know, so I was surprised. And when we played with Lemmy from Motorhead, we're in a green room, and I dug fences all day, and I'm tired, and I yawned.
Yeah.
And Lemmy goes to me, if you're too tired, you're too old. And I go, scolded by Lemmy. I have to quit music.
I know. I know. Isn't
well,
that awful?
Well, some wish you would have.
Yeah, some.
That's awful, though. Lemmy just told you
but
off.
I go, one of the gods of rock
I know.
Me.
He didn't realize you were the keyboardist. You're barely a musician. Don't worry about it, Joe.
I went up to a guy in Patti Smith group. Lenny Kaye.
You go to the guys that nobody else talks to.
I know.
And they have an attitude.
I know. Maybe it's you.
No. Some of them are lovely. Handsome.
Lovely.
Handsome Dick Manitoba was such a gentleman. It was so nice and friendly and funny. He's an awesome dude.
Manowar? Was he in Manowar?
No, he was in The Dictators.
The Dictators. Okay.
Yeah.
Handsome Dick Manitoba.
I never even heard of that band, but I'm sure they'll like
Handsome Dick Manitoba.
So, Handsome Dick Manitoba is a really super nice guy.
No, we don't want to hear the super nice guys. If you have one more story where you said something stupid.
No, I have that.
Pip's Big Fat Yap.
Yeah. So Lenny Kaye is playing in the show.
Who's Lenny Kaye?
Lenny Kaye was the guitarist for Patti Smith Group.
Okay.
So Lenny Kaye is playing in a show.
Is this recent?
Downtown. This was fairly recent. It was
so
only
these bands
a couple
are still
years
out
ago.
There?
Yeah, these people are still playing.
That's nice. Their audience
but
is
But you got to understand, what's cool about that is these guys are punk bands.
Yeah.
And the punk movement is pretty cool.
Yeah, and the,
yeah
the,
but,
it's cool,
but they're not rolling around on glass anymore, Joe. It's going to leave a mark with the varicose veins.
Yeah, but you
still
don't have to do that. They're still old punk
these guys,
dudes, and
these guys were upstarts in music around the late 70s and early 80s. And for what they did and what they stood for and how they made their mark in music to meet these guys, I mean, as a music fan and a musician, it's kind of cool to meet these guys. These are guys of kind of like icons that changed how rock went, influenced Dave Grohl, influenced, you know, a lot of other bands. So the are very important.
Eddie Vedder said that there was a huge, you know, punk was a big influence on grunge.
Yeah.
So what happens when you meet this guy?
I don't even still remember this guy's name, the one I was talking to.
So did you go, hey, you?
No. He was just standing there, and I don't even remember how we started talking. Yeah. And I started talking to him something about, you know, you know, Lenny Kaye, and how he's kind of full of himself and everything. This guy was in his band. I had no idea.
Did he agree?
He goes, well, you know, Lenny's Lenny, and he kind of shrugged it off. And then later, Mr. Helix is like, oh, great job. Great job when I explained
this. You're an idiot.
Conversation we had. I know.
Pip's big fat yep.
I know. It, totally.
So how often do you eat your shoes?
You know what? I don't have any shoes left.
Well,
I started nibbling toes.
Well, that was inspirational. The lesson learned, don't talk to celebrities if you're Pip.
No, you know what? I'm going to keep doing it.
All right, good. I'm going to get
it right one of these days.
We look forward to these segments. All right, let's take our first break. We'll come back with some more Facebook shenanigans back in a very few minutes. In a very few minutes? Really? That doesn't even make sense. We'll be back in a very... We'll be back in a minute.
We'll be back soon.
Stupid. Ugh.
You can listen to Davin's Den live every Tuesday on extremejams.com. That's extremejamz.com. WKAD Radio, Wicked, Clutch and Wiggle, CyanetRadio.com, TalkSuperStation.com, The Juggernaut, MacDaddyRadio.com, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, DavinsDen.com. TheIndieAuthority.com also has apps so you can listen live on all mobile platforms, including BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. If you missed Tuesday night's show, you can download the show at any time on DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, PodAlmighty.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm. Scammer clips are available on iHeart or DavinsDen.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.